Welcome, my wonderful, beautiful friends, to the Doobie Doobie Doo show. It's episode 9. Hooray! And yet again, the boffins are going to try and solve some local or maybe global or something in between issues. But DJ Deck has not yet woken up. It's time for the music to begin. Unrestrained! Go! Yes, that was Gasolina by Future Static, which unfortunately woke up DJ Deck, who is now glaring at me in the way that only a deck of cards really can. He's pointing at a three of diamonds, and I must comply.
Wicked, wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, original. Well, big up! And the original jungle is massive. The original dancehall jungle is there. General Levy alongside the MB. The world is in trouble. I will tell a murderer. It goes. I am the incredible general. Sensation and with the coming. Incredible general. Select to that left. Yo, Maddie will have them. I spin them like a windmill. New time for them. Don't tell them how we got this skill. Dance can nice and let's win the impact.
I'm booyaka, we no take part no talk. Booyaka, booyaka. Incredible. Mr. Lee, keep on the mighty gentleman, feed the general. Keep on back in my style. Wicked, original. Minimum of the minimum of skin. We no do that partial. Minimum of the first and DJ to them funeral. General Lee, minimum of the bed. All women come and dance on me. All put a mad ram down to the pinnacle. If you look at DJ, chat, get this, it's a go. PSL, come and get them. Critical, 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 come now.
And that, fading gently into the background, was Incredible by MBeat, featuring General Levy. Levy? Levy. On vocals. In other news, the Doobie Doobie Doo show has been paired with the Scarfolk Tourism Bureau to provide the news, weather and sport. First up is the news article where Lazarus yet again is resurrected and then, believe it or not, rejected by everyone. He then spirals into hosting filthy decadent parties that destroy what's left of his life. He ends up alone, ruined and screaming at the sky. And the moral of the story here? Don't. Scarfolk is also holding another vote, air quotes, for the best poster competition, but the winners have already been decided. Though, to appear competitive, voting is compulsory, even though it changes nothing. As for the weather, this week's forecast is very much cloudy with a 93 7/12 certainty of crocodiles, so don't, please don't go outside. As per previous week's weather forecasts, it's just too dangerous out there. Stay at home where it's safe and the council can watch your every move and then tax you accordingly. And finally, in this week's sport, I'm happy to announce that Amelia's cat has survived their nuclear reactor adventure relatively unscathed, though Amelia's cat does look like an unfortunate result of a brush with the forced evolution virus. The reactor, though, is now a mess of cations, meowons, and other rogue feline particles. And that was the news, weather, and sport. DJ Dex glaring at me again. It's a two of diamonds, so it's time for something musically quite different. Enjoy. love those stops. That was Vivaldi's Four Seasons, specifically Summer, as recomposed by Max Richter. He's very good. Right, now, let me tell you about the Boffins. Boffins, previously, were people just wandering around, living their lives, minding their own business. And then, it's a bit like jury service. Suddenly, without warning, they are transported from wherever they are via means, and are accommodated at our cost for the duration of their... Not incarceration, not imprisonment. Stay. There you go, stay. For the duration of their stay, they are accommodated by us. And then they are fully available to help us figure out the solutions to mankind's problems, whether they're local or global or somewhere in between, or even galactic. I don't know. It's all down to the Wheel of Calamity. It's got loads of... sort of categories, and we spin the wheel, and then we read off what the category is, and then the boffins do their best from their, not cells, luxury apartments, stretching it. We give them a bit of card and a crayon, and they can then scroll whatever we like on there to weigh in on these issues and hopefully win back their freedom. And address all of those questions that they're worrying and moaning about, like, where is my cat? Who will feed my cat? Things like that. And, well, it's up to them. The better their answer, the more chance of freedom they have. A bit like jury service, sort of. So, without further ado, though that was quite a lot of ado right there, spin the Wheel of Calamity. Yay, the wheel has spun, and we have this week's subject for the boffins to address and hopefully solve. And, oh. Wow. All right, this week's subject is the afterlife. I kid you not. So we're going to need another track whilst the boffins write down their responses to that one. DJ Deck is saying a three of spades, so something reasonably similar to what you just heard. Wow. And then, yeah, the boffins will weigh in on what we do about the afterlife. back in a minute. Thank you. And that was Nils Frahm with his track Keep off the Felt album. Apologies for the background hiss, but that's final for you. Right, our first boffin is Garnet, who comes hot out the gates by citing Ricky Gervais. And for that he gets points! Mr. Gervais pointed out that human history has produced something like 3,000 major gods, deities and pantheons, each with their own rules, moral codes and visions of what happens after death. He framed it as if the afterlife was some kind of cosmic menu or all-you-can-eat buffet, where you could theoretically pick and choose whichever version of eternal existence suited your taste, from the fiery torments of one religion to the blissful paradises of another. With thousands of conflicting divine systems to choose from, the whole concept is a guaranteed orderly afterlife starts to look less like revelation and more like a confusing lottery with no winners. All right, you started hot, but that was a little bit meh at the end. Not meh, but meh. So Garnet, let me fix that for you. 3,000 major gods, deities and pantheons. Fair enough. And each one of them has got rules for admission to the afterlife. Hopefully a good one, or if you don't pick that particular horse, then a bad one, usually. Right, so we've got a version of the Grand National with 3,000 horses here, and we as humanity need to pick which one of those 3,000 horses is going to be the winner. And if it wins, we do very, very well for ourselves, because all the horses are at silly odds and we get to have a nice afterlife. And pretty much everybody else who bet on the 2,999 other horses does not. And they go to the bad place. Ha ha. So, yeah, instead of giving up on the whole system, I'm going to pass this on to the next boffin, actually. We can do something with this. So what we need next is an analysis of the kind of rules that are generally or specifically being applied to all of these runners. Yeah, again, racing analogy. And then the best guidance possible, according to our next boffin, for selecting the correct horse and that's going to win the race, and therefore guaranteeing eternal bliss, or whatever you're into. So, Garnet, well done. I think with a little bit of a nudge, you're actually the first boffin to attempt some actual meta-analysis. So, points. Yeah, more points for that. I think you've accumulated enough points, even though your ending fizzled out a bit, that you are free to go. So, Susie, please remove his restraints and point him towards the sunlight. Huzzah! Well done, Garnet! Woo! Our first winner of the evening. DJ Deck is saying a 7 of clubs, so we're getting something very similar to the last one. It's largely classical this evening. Right, back in a bit. Thank you. Just beautiful. That was Dustin O'Halloran with Quartet Number 2, Lumiere. And tonight it is all killer and no filler, I must say. Next boffin is Dwayne, who kind of ignored the brief, but in a good way. So Dwayne, whilst asked for a list of sort of rules for picking the best horse, went straight to the horses and said, here's the top 10 afterlife cheat sheet. So out of the 3,000 or so choices, who are the top 10, in his opinion? Well, let's go through and see what we think. So, deity is Bacchus / Dionysus, Greek, Roman. Medium ease of access, fun factor is 10 out of 10. Likelihood of eternal smite is quite low. And notes, endless wine, parties, and minimal rules. Okay. Next up is Freya, Norse pantheon. Medium ease of access, 9 out of 10 for fun. Medium likelihood of being smote. Eternal smite. Yeah. Notes: meadows and mead, occasional encounters with wolves. Okay. Loki, Anansi, or Coyote. So these are the trickster gods. Ease of access is low. Fun factor is definite 10 out of 10. Eternal, likelihood of eternal smite, very high. Notes: chaos, pranks, loopholes encouraged. Good. Buddha is up next. Buddhist. So Buddhism, ease of access, high, fun factor, 6 out of 10. Eternal smite is very low, actually. Notes, enlightenment focused, patience is required, though. It takes a while to get to Nirvana, unless you just play their music in a streaming platform. How flippant. Right, Taoist Immortals, next, Chinese. High ease of access. 7 out of 10 for fun, very low eternal smite, and we have go with the flow, avoid flashy sins. Nice one, thank you. Osiris, Egyptian, medium ease of access, fun factor of 8 out of 10, medium eternal smite, and then heart weighing test is mandatory if you want to get some bliss. Okay, Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, that's Hindu. So high ease of access, 8 out of 10 for fun, low eternal smite. What have we got here? Reincarnation gives multiple chances. That's pretty good. If your if it loses, you get another one. No, you're the one who's choosing. You get multiple chances to choose the right horse. I don't know how that works for one race. But anyway, that's the thing. Right, Freyja, rather than Freya, Norse again. Medium access, 8 out of 10 for fun. Medium eternal smite. Love feasts and Valkyrie-style perks. Sounds good. Apollo, Greek, medium ease of access. You've got 6 out of 10 for fun. Low eternal smite, which is good. And you get sun, music, prophecy, though they can be slightly bossy. And finally, Amaterasu, Shinto. High ease of access, 6 out of 10 for fun. Very low eternal smite. And notes, light, order, and minimal drama. So that's the top 10, according to, hold on, Dwayne? Yes, well done, Dwayne. And it's good. And I think with that and the work that's already been done, we can now progress to a guide, a cheat sheet, a list of the kind of deities or rules to avoid and which ones to embrace to try and win this 3,000 horse race. Because, again, there's such rewards to the winner, and everyone else is the loser. And they lose their stake, their eternal stake, I think. Though that, I think, depends on the rules of the winner, or I'm not sure. We shall think upon this with our next track. But Dwayne, again, free to go. Boffins are just hitting it out of the park tonight. So, well done. Next track, according to DJ Deck, it's a Queen of Spades. So let's crank that one out. See you in a minute.
Anybody
And that was Queen with Somebody to Love. And as Jesse J put it in the show The Voice, that lot can sang. Not that I endorse the concept of The Voice as a TV show. I think that the commercial hooks and restrictions that artists need to endure are excruciating. And even for the sake of fame, I would avoid that show and shows of its ilk like the plague that it is and they are. Next boffin is Myrtle, who may or may not be moaning, depending on the scribbles on her answer card. Right, let's see what she's got to say. Best rules for a decent afterlife outcome. So this is how to not screw up eternity. Okay, let's see how you do. So, firstly, be nice, mostly. So, works in almost every pantheon that isn't actively punitive. So, avoid lying, stealing, murder, or being generally unpleasant. Even tricks to friendly pantheons reward restraint sometimes. So, number one, be nice. Well, be mostly nice. Two, don't overcomplicate your rituals. So, Aztec, Mesopotamian, traditional Egyptian pantheons, they can all demand complex ceremonies, blood sacrifices, or calendars that nobody can read, and also stick to simple ethical behaviour unless you're a scholar of ancient bureaucracy. Don't overcomplicate the rituals. Next up, embrace flow and enlightenment. So, Taoist immortals and Buddhist systems reward inner calm, patience, and self-awareness. Also, meditation, reflection, and good deeds often outweigh flashy displays of piety. You Pharisees, you. Boo. Embrace flow and enlightenment. Four, pick fun and avoid pure punishment zones, unless you're into that kind of thing. So choose pantheons that reward pleasure and social engagement. So Bacchus and Dionysus, they like parties. Freya, Phrygia, mead and love. Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, so that's reincarnation and cosmic balance. And you want to avoid deities like Hades, Greek, Hell, the Norse, and punitive fire and brimstone deities. If your goal is comfort rather than moral rigour. So pick the fun, avoid the punishment. And finally, keep it flexible. Tricksters like Loki and Antsy Coyote, chaotic and fun, but unpredictable. Use them only if you enjoy risk with your afterlife. So yeah, it's like a side of dice rolling on top of your betting for that horse. Some stuff about some deities to pick, but we've already gone through that. Anyone new? Ooh! Tetzcatlipoca or Quetzalcoatl, Aztec. Reasons to avoid: ritual heavy, blood sacrifices, calendar chaos, and Marduk or Enlil from the Mesopotamian. Lot, which is avoid bureaucracy, overlapping and conflicting rules, and eternal paperwork. Actually, there's three more, we'll go through them. So Hades or Persephone, Greek, they're saying for them you want to avoid gloomy, they're morally neutral, and minimal rewards for good behaviour, so to be avoided. Hell, the Norse, reasons to avoid: cold, dreary, mostly depressing unless you die heroically. Alright, there's a but. And finally, any deity at all demanding human or animal sacrifice. Reason to avoid: high risk, often non-negotiable moral codes. So, that's not a bad summation. Well done, Myrtle. Again, another boffin goes free. This is going to be really cheap in terms of like buying more straw and sort of nibbles. Do we buy them nibbles at the moment? We've been saving money on that already. Hooray! So Myrtle, again, another one, another boffin. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed your stay. You're free. Go, the sunlight is out there somewhere. Next up is an Eight of Clubs. So something very similar to a last song, but not identical. So let's see what that looks like. Back in a minute. Feel that DJ Deck is getting it tonight. Well done, you're just knocking him out of the park. That again was Queen with Who Wants to Live Forever. And I think, although time is racing on, we've got time for just one more wafer thin boffin. So next up is Euphemia, who says the following. Right, Euphemia wants to like conclude by providing a top five credit card style application list of the top five deities to go for. If you're gonna bet on this race instead of a whole no vote stuff, then here's the top five. I'm not even in order. So here we go. Bacchus or Dionysus. Again, a Greek-Roman pantheon. So the interest rate on sins is 2% per accidental offence. Whoops. Chance of acceptance of your application is 80%. Rewards, endless parties, wine, and free hangovers. Unless you subscribe to the subcult of Terry Pratchett, and in Discworld he said that there was a counter deity called the O God of Hangovers. But let's ignore that. That's very much a subsect. Notes: minimal fine print, and enjoy liberally. Nice. Next up, Freya or Freyja, Norse. So interest rate is 3% per heroic failure. There's a 70% chance of your application being accepted. Rewards program, meadows and mead points, and you get the occasional Valkyrie bonus, which sounds a bit rude. And notes: risk, wolves may nibble your reward points, so watch out for that. Buddhism, interest rate on sins is 0%. It's a good deal. Chance of acceptance is 95%. Rewards program, there's karma accrual and enlightenment milestones to earn those points. Notes: you need patience and there's no early redemption. And also the cosmic wheel of rebirth. Taoist immortals, so Chinese lot. We have 0% interest rate on sins again, and a 90% chance of acceptance, which is good. Rewards program, flow points, and immortality perks, which is good. Notes: do not overcomplicate. Late fees equals existential crises, so watch out for that one. And finally, Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma, that's the Hindu lot. Interest rate is 1% per misstep. Chance of acceptance is 85%, not bad. Rewards program is reincarnation retries and cosmic balance. And also on the notes section, you get multiple lives, including in the package, and the APR decreases with wisdom, which is marvellous. This is a first. We're actually letting all of the boffins go this week. And they've all earned it. You included, Euphemia. Jolly good work. You are free to go. We've got a bit of time left. One more song. DJ Deck is glaring at me and waving an eight of diamonds. And after that, we're going to have our obligatory AI poetry section, for you to enjoy, or endure, or maybe both. Who knows? But first up, this.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Yeah.
Wow. That was Ain't Now No Mountain High Enough by Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye. And I'm pretty sure that they don't make them like that anymore. Gosh. It's time for our obligatory AI poetry section. Love it or loathe it. It's still happening. One of four. First one is the cosmic application. So fill out your forms in triplicate, sign with soul ink, don't be late, Bacchus smiles on sloppy scribbles, Osiris checks your moral weight, late fees, eternal fire, mistakes, paperwork from Marduk, choose wisely, mortal, choose wisely, or the trickster god eats your luck. Okay. Next, buffet of gods. 3,000 menus, all divine, all promising paradise or brine. Pick Frager's mead, pick Buddha's calm. Avoid Aztec knives, Mesopotamian psalms. Tip the clerks, pet the cats. Don't flirt with Loki, he hates your hats. One bite of chaos, one sip of peace. Your eternal scorecard never ceases. Okay, interesting rhyme, but we don't have to rhyme, it's a poem. Interest rates of sin. Bacchus charges 2% per sin. Taoist immortals barely notice your grin. Vishnu lets you retry, lives stacked high. Hades takes your joy and asks you why. APR on arrogance, late fees for lies, tricksters delight in your surprise. Play the cosmic credit game, win or burn, it's all the same. And the house always wins. And finally, we have the safe afterlife. Be kind, be patient, meditate. Follow no rule that demands your fate. Parties, mead, or calm reflection. Avoid the punitive, avoid infection. Hearts weighed, balance held. Chaos tricksters rarely quelled. Pick Bacchus, Freya, Buddha, or Tao. And maybe the sky won't laugh too loud. Right, that's your AI poems. Done. DJ Deck is the last glaring face of the evening is the Ten of Clubs. So something, far away from what you just heard. So I'll put that on and then it's time to go. So yeah, tune in next week for another subject for the boffins to untangle. See you then. Bye. I've been feeling bad to the bone. I've been headed straight for the throne. If I'm walking out of room, it's a spotlight. If I'm ever knocked down, but I still fight.